FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the unemployment crisis affecting young people in South Africa is more than just an economic issue. It's a moral emergency.
The reality is that many young people in South Africa are not living the future they hoped for. They are confronted by high levels of unemployment, inequality, and the lack of access to opportunities, especially in the digital world. As government, we acknowledge that for these young people, their reality remains unstable.
Mashatile is delivering the keynote address at the 2025 National Youth Day commemoration in the Northwest Province. We're marking 49 years since the Soweto uprisings that saw students rise up against the apartheid government. Many, including Hector Peterson, lost their lives. Mashatile paid tribute to the students who stood strong against the regime and said they fought for a dream, saying many of today's young people are not living theirs.
The latest data from the Quarterly Labour Force Survey shows that more than half of young people aged between 18 and 34 are unemployed. This is one of the highest levels we have ever seen. Even our graduates are struggling to gain employment. It affects our whole society and demands urgent action from all sectors, government, business, and the community at large.
A Pietermaritzburg man is currently in a critical condition in hospital. Craig Buerther from KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service says the 40-year-old collapsed due to a medical condition on Ivy Road last night. Buerther says he was then mauled by a dog.
Following the collapse, he was attacked by pit bulls. KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service responded swiftly to the scene. Paramedics provided advanced life support, stabilizing the patient before transporting him to a nearby hospital for urgent medical care. And KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service urges community members to be mindful of their surroundings and to take necessary precautions to ensure their safety and that of others.
And abroad, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says bilateral relations with South Africa will deepen through international cooperation. Carney met with President Cyril Ramaphosa ahead of the G7 summit, which began today. Both countries are hosting major summits this year, with South Africa's G20 set for November. Carney praised our country's support during Canada's wildfires and highlighted ongoing collaboration in trade and investment, affirming a growing partnership. Looking at your weather tomorrow, KZN, cloudy conditions expected. Durban, a high of 24. Ulundi and Richards Bay, 25. Margate, 22. Newcastle, Ladysmith and Pietermaritzburg, 21. Underberg, Moy River and Cockstead, 18. Sea swells are reaching 1.5 meters in Durban tomorrow morning, with sunrise at 10 minutes to 7. That's all from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Nushera Sudhyal.